important for people to know. You know, one of the main parts for us of the student data privacy law that was passed last session in our state, it's the strongest student data privacy law in the nation. One of the major points of that was to get our state to stop using student social security numbers as their student ID numbers. That should be a no-brainer, but in our state it wasn't. And so what we put in the bill that did become law was that the state would devise student identification numbers that would be assigned at the district level. And the reason we worded it that way was so that the student information could remain at the district level. Because what happens with these student numbers, as children transfer between districts or schools, or graduate high school, as they move throughout the system, because they insist on computerized record keeping now, they have to know that number truly belongs to this particular child. And the only way they can do that electronically is to match the child's personally identifiable information to that number somewhere in the system. So we felt the best thing we could do was make sure that personally identifiable information stays in the district. The number would be matched to that information there. And so then from there, the State Department of Ed, which in our case, our State Department of Ed, gave our children Social Security numbers to involve in many other entities without parental consent or knowledge. So that's a major impetus for what we wanted to protect against. So now, with this law as designed, there's no reason for the student's personally identifiable information to ever leave the district. That being said, as soon as that law was passed, and probably even before, but definitely as soon as it was passed, the move was made to, instead of the state just creating these numbers and handing them over to the districts to assign, the state decided what it needed to do to comply with this law was to create unique student identifiers. And there's a difference, a big difference, and this is important for your listeners to understand. The identifiers are global numbers. They're actually referred to as global unique identifiers. And they are designed so that they can be shared all around the world, and in some countries that's already happening. So it can be, the information, by using that identifier, the child's information can be shared through among agencies within a state, given to private interests within a state, and shared across state lines, and also shared across national borders. So we specifically put in the law that the state would only be creating unique student identification numbers, not identifiers. So to explain, I just go through all of that to explain to you that, you know, it isn't science fiction. It really is here. And it's here by design. And the fact that our state would move forward, it was actually Governor Jindal's Division of Administration who, you know, put the RFP in for this unique identifier system to be created. Really, all that is finishing off our state longitudinal database, and, you know, which they've been working on forever. So, you know, there's Governor Jindal, and there's a prime example of leadership who are misleading people against the Common Core issue. You know, Governor Jindal's come out against Common Core, but when his Division of Administration is proceeding to move forward with the state longitudinal database, that is one of the main things that people are very concerned about, the ability of the state and our nation to be able to share their child's information and assign them to a workforce slot under the illusion of actually having a choice in what they do with their life. How real can his concern be, wow, as shared with the rest of us? It can't.